According to our teacher Saint Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple, may his blessings
be with us all.
Teacher David, the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all, amen. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth, sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious, all the earth shall worship you. God, Savior and the King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, glory be to you forever and ever, amen. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Glory be to God.
Minutes to the contemplation of the reading of the Gospel of today is the beautiful story about Saint Peter. as St. John and St. James, who are friends together. The last word of the reading of the Bible today is saying that they forsook everything. They left everything and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, Peter, before he decided, him and John and James, to leave everything and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he has done that when he saw the amount of fish that they caught. It's a very big amount of fish. And being as a fisherman, he should be very happy with the fish, in his eyes of the fish, how big is the amount of fish. Maybe many days he finished the morning catching of fish, and he goes home, and his wife or his friends or his partner asking him how much fish you caught today. So the idea of how many fish is a very important idea in his mind. But looking into the Lord Jesus Christ, into the spirituality, being with the Lord Jesus Christ, he never cared about how much fish. When they caught a lot of fish and the two boats full of fish, he didn't care. He just looked into Jesus, and he went to Jesus and said, "Jesus, please get out of my boat, because I am a sinner man." It's very strange of Peter to leave all this materialistic thing, to leave his attitude and his behavior, to look into the fish and the amount of fish he has been quoting every day, and he didn't care much about how much fish, but he went to the Lord, and he told the Lord, "Lord, I can see you are a very holy man, please get out of my boat. What about the fish you caught?" He doesn't care. That's why the Lord, second time, he told him, "Leave everything and come and follow me." I would like to talk to you today about leaving things for the sake of the Lord. The disciples became disciples, and they started to catch the soul of the people to the Lord when they decided to leave everything. Peter, James, and John today left everything and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not here to ask you to leave everything like that, although some of you are going to have a call one day to consecrate their life to the Lord fully, to leave everything and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. When I've been ordained as a priest, one of the bishops who came on the 40 days where we were in the monastery, and he told us something very nice. He said that you are now left your work, left your life, and you became a priest. Don't treat with the world, don't mix with the world, don't be busy with the world anymore. Just be true, consecrated priest to the Lord. And I love that very much. Because those disciples left everything and went with the Lord. I would like to talk to you today about the theology or the understanding of leaving something for the sake of the Lord. I think this is something in the mind of the Lord since Adam, since the creation of Adam, that you have to leave something so that you can gain blessing, and gain holiness. You have to leave something. He told Adam, "Leave this tree, don't eat from this tree. Just discipline yourself, and for the sake of the Lord, don't eat from that tree." But Adam, unfortunately, didn't listen to this commandment, and he ate from the tree. So he couldn't apply the commandment of the Lord to leave something for the sake of the Lord. When the person leaves, he's going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be more holy when he is ready to leave. He told Abraham, "If you'd like to follow me, Abraham, leave your family, leave your land, and come and follow me." What is the idea of leaving, Lord? He say, if the person leaves something, I'm going to fill his heart with a lot of holiness. This is a practice that we saw many times. In the story of Esther, Mordechai, her uncle, told her, "Leave the comfortable zone you are in as a queen. Leave it. Leave the idea that you are going to be queen, and just go and expose your life to danger when you go to the king, asking him for the salvation of all your nation, the Jewish nation, the people of the Lord." And she left. She decided after many days, she told him, "Pray for me, and we'll fast and we'll pray, and so that the Lord will give me power to leave this comfortable zone, to leave the title of being a queen, because when I go to the king without him asking me to go to him, I may be killed on the day." But she decided to leave. That's okay. I leave this title. I leave this comfortable zone for the sake of the Lord. I remember one day, it was probably my first week of being a priest many years ago here in St. Market Church, that a girl came to me, a beautiful girl. She was in HSC. And she told me, "Abuna, I would like to do a contract with you. I told her, Abuna Ya'ub is specialized in contract in this church, not me. And she said, Abuna, I'm confessing to you and I would like to do here a couple of things. But I asked her a question. I said, what takes your time a lot from study? And she told me, I have a lot of message comes to me and I'm very much connected to my phone. I'm answering message a lot and I have my friends messaging me and I message them and it takes a lot of time. I say, can you leave that? Can you just give it for the sake of the Lord so that He can bless you and you can get a good mark? She said, I would like to go to this particular uni, particular course. And I told her, can you leave? The idea came to my mind instantly without thought, but I thought that if she leaves something and if she sacrifices something, the Lord is going to reward her and bless her very much. And then the girl was very courageous. She opened her phone. It was a small phone at that time, not the smartphones we have nowadays. And she opened the back of the phone. She gave the SIM card, but she broke it into twice and said, no more phone. And I said, wow, she's very, very serious. And she can leave. She can leave something very easily. My phone that I'm receiving all those messages and I'm very much attached to it. Can she live like that? She's a mighty girl. Definitely the Lord is going to bless her. And at the end of the year, the Lord blessed her very much. And maybe not in the first round, second round, the third round, when the hand of the Lord really pushing things, that the third round she got into the course. She asked us why. She's a very blessed girl. And I look at her and say, she's a very blessed girl that she can leave. Last couple of things I would like to say. What can you leave? What the Lord ask you to leave? Maybe the first thing ask you to leave your stubbornness. Sometimes we are stubborn about something. Sometimes I have my own mind and my own idea and I would like these things to go in my way. And maybe I will live with my parents or I live with my wife or I live with my husband. And I insist. I doesn't want to leave it. I'm very much insist on my idea. I catch on my idea. I don't want to leave it. Leave it. Leave your idea. Bring peace in your home, in your relationship with people around you by leaving. Leave something so that the Lord is going to bless you. He promised the disciples today. He told them, they came back and told him, Lord, we left everything for you. What are we going to have? He said that hundredfold in this life and the eternal life, if you leave something for the sake of the Lord. I will ask also you to leave your smartphone that you are very much attached to it, and sometimes it is a reason and the cause of a lot of sin. I can see that among the youth, that they can leave anything except the smartphone and the mobile phone in their hand. Sometimes I go to my kids and I find them sleeping while they're catching the smartphone and the mobile phone. When something, any message comes, you wake up and look at it. Can you leave it, please? Can you leave it some hours of your day? Leave it silent. Because if you are very much busy like that, it's very hard for you to have time with the Lord. It's very hard for you to have quiet time with the Lord. When you attach it very much to what's happening, every single event happened around you comes straight away in whatever application you have in your smartphone. Can you leave that a little bit so that you can have a quiet time with the Lord? I cannot imagine that you can have a quiet time with the Lord, a quality time with the Lord, when you are very much attached to every message, every picture, every piece of information coming every minute in our day, and you are very much attached to that. Can you leave that? Can you offer that to the Lord? Can you leave your love for something, like for example, if you need to have a decision, can you fast 3 days and say, I'm going to fast these 3 days for the sake of this decision I would like to take? Can you leave the desire of the body for food and say, it's okay, I'm going to fast these 3 days? One of the servants in our church came to me and asked me something very nice. Say, can I fast 2 weeks, Abuna, during the time of HSC? I told him, why? You are not in HSC, you are graduated. He says that I'm teaching in the class of HSC and I would like to fast for them. Leaving the desire of the body for 2 weeks, is that easy? Is that something you can do? Can you leave? Can you leave something? Don't hold on the desire of the body and the desire that Satan offering you all the time and the habits in your life. Can you leave them? And nearly one day came to me and say, Abuna, I spend long time looking for proper clothes because when I go to the famous shops, the clothes over there is not very suitable for a Christian girl. And I said, how beautiful this girl is to leave the fashion. Can you leave the fashion? And can you wear proper clothes and for men as well? Can you do that for the sake of the Lord? The Lord promised that whoever leaves something for my sake, I'm going to give him hundredfold in this earth and the eternal life. The idea to leave something for the sake of the Lord. Leave your harsh heart towards a friend that he did something bad to you some years ago, and you still cannot leave the memory that this person has done something bad to you. Every time his person speaks about him, you don't want to hear about him. You don't want to open your heart. You don't want to go to reconcile with your friend. You don't want to leave the agony and the harshness of your heart. You are holding strong that I'm not going to speak to this person anymore. And this person can be a brother, can be a sister, can be a friend, can be a Sunday school kid, can be a Sunday school co-servant. And I am holding it to that. I don't want to leave my harsh heart. I'm not going to talk to him anymore. I'm not going to have him in my life anymore. Can you leave that? So that the Lord can put blessing and can put reward inside your heart. Today, the idea of leaving something as the Lord the blessing is very clear in the reading of the Bible, that St. Peter, St. John, St. James left everything, and the Lord blessed them very much. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh,